Heights. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine, Joe. Beautiful sunny morning.
Yeah, not too bad. And a week from today is April, so we're getting there.
We are getting there.
And it's a busy time of year, of course, here in Quincy and across the state as well. But
Do you have any April Fool's jokes planned for the listeners?
The only joke would be on me.
And I don't know. Tell me.
Yes, I do not want a repeat of the April Fool's blizzard of 1997. That's for sure.
I remember that well. I was the park commissioner.
Yes, I remember.
A lot of trees came down.
It was a bizarre storm because it was 60 degrees the day before and the day after.
Yeah, no, if I recall, it was no wind. It was this heavy, wet, pasty snow. It just sat on the branches of the trees and snapped all kinds of. All across the state, it was a mess. It was weeks for cleanup.
Yes. So the joke was on us.
That's indeed.
That year for sure. But not this year. We're not doing that again.
Let's hope not.
Tonight, you are the guest speaker at the Quincy Chamber of Commerce Annual Meeting and Business Showcase up at Granite Links, Mayor. What are you going to talk about?
I have no idea, Joe. We'll figure that out when I get up there. But, we obviously have a very active chamber and it's a solid group. They do a lot of good things for the business community in the city, and they partner with us on a lot of great initiatives. So it's a really great group. And one of the things I always say when I speak with the chamber is thank you. Thank you for investing in our city. Thank you for hiring people. Thank you for sponsoring sports teams and supporting local PTOs and all that goes with that. They're always hit up by charities, and they're all legitimate charities, but there's a lot out there, and they're always so supportive. So we've got a great business community, so look forward to seeing everybody tonight.
Yeah, Montelio's will be inducted into the Chamber Business Hall of Fame for 76 years in business.
Is he going to give out some cake?
I would guess. or pizza, at the very least.
George is a good guy. He's got a nice place.
So, absolutely. And I had a chance to meet the new president of the chamber yesterday, Julie Pagano. Delightful, and had a great conversation with her.
She's lovely. She's it's a whole different personality from Tim. Tim did a great job in his way. Julie brings a different perspective and skill set, so I'm sure she'll have a positive influence on the chamber. And I talked to Tim recently. He seems to be doing well now with the South Shore Chamber, so all good.
Yeah. Something else to look forward to in April, the new clubhouse at the Furnace Brook Golf Course will be opening to the public April the 5th.
Yes, and then not long after that, I think in the spring, everything will be finished up, the final coat on the parking lot and the landscape touches. So by the 1st of June, it's going to look spectacular up there.
Yeah, I went up last week to take a look at it. It's a very attractive, reminded me very much of a Nantucket-style summer beach cottage, really, with the dormers and the covered porch.
Yeah, there's some great views off that porch up there.
Oh, yeah,
it's a beautiful spot in our city, it really is. So, yeah, as we know, that going into that whole program, I never thought it would be any controversy to it, but We did hit some bumps in the road, but we felt, we listened and adjusted, made some changes. But overall, it's a great asset for the city. And just to remind people, that deal was cut when Mayor Hannum had a deal with them at the time. They were going to sell the rest of the course off. And he made a deal that they wouldn't pay taxes for 50 years. And at the end of it, the city would then own it. And that's exactly what happened. And it was time to put some money into it. And the place generates revenue, so hopefully it'll pay for itself.
I did see that it looks like there still needs some work to be done at Forbes Hill Park across the way there.
Yes, that's not quite finished, absolutely.
Sure.
But we got to do some work to the tower there as well.
New police officers are recently sworn in, Mayor. It's been kind of a flurry of activity with new officers this year.
Yes, and there'll be more coming. We're trying to stay ahead of the attrition rate with retirements. And and police and fire have to retire. They're mandated to retire at 65, but they can retire before that if they've got the years of service in. So you can plan on those that have to leave, but there's others that just decide, hey, I think I'm going to wrap it up, So they're both very important departments for the safety of our citizens. So I like to stay up as best we can to the number that is in the budget. Of course, the fire side, we received a federal grant with 16 firefighters that helped pay for that over 3 years. But under the grant, Joe, we have to maintain the level of firefighters at the start of the grant. So, and that's why we added additional, because we're going to have guys retiring over the next 3 years. So, you know, there's formulas there we got to meet. And but, you know, we're better to have it full staff for the people of the city. So the great response time in the city and a very professional department. So I'm very proud of both departments.
Sure. Any update, Mayor, on the plans for a new courthouse?
No, you know, that's the state. Every so often we get updates from DCAM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I understand, they've been looking for a temporary location, at which time, once they went in there, then they could knock down the old courthouse and build the new courthouse. Seems like not a long process, and but you know, I don't control that process. So they've been talking about a new Quincy courthouse for 25 years.
Yes, yeah. I think it was called, they're calling it a justice center, so more than just a courthouse. But as you mentioned, it's a county issue. So,
well, it's a state issue, actually.
Yeah,
it's the state courthouse. It's the state rented the county courthouse, but has since bought it.
I see.
So the state owns that site, so the county is out of that completely.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So they're looking for another location in Quincy?
Well, if they can't find it in Quincy, somewhere close by for the interim.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Well, stay tuned on that one, I suppose.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, Mayor, I want to wish you and yours a very happy Easter season that we're in now.
Well, it's the Lenten season for us, which is a time of repentance and deep in the faith. I know each faith has certain times of the year for atonement, and this is certainly the time for Christians. And then, of course, Easter comes, and it's about new beginnings and a renewal. And Easter this year on the calendar is going to be timely with Mother Nature. Sometimes it's so early, you don't see anything popping yet, but...
Yeah.
This year, hopefully, a lot of the buds will be out and flowers will be popping.
Yes, it's the 20th, I believe, this year. Day before the first full day of spring.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time, as always, Mayor.
My pleasure, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.